flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's already been a big day for me. Because I've learned a new term today. I've learned the term big back.
Big back.
Big back. Now, this is not to be confused with he's big back.
Yeah, like, he's returned in a major way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
like
that.
Sam Darnold was a former top five pick who stunk, but this year he lit it up. He's big back. He's back to his USC days. He's returned. I like that phrase, by the way. I've used it a few times when I say something like, the Chiefs, man, you thought they were done. They lost last week. They are big back. They won by 40 this past week, right? Apparently, though, because we work with people from Generation Z, or maybe Alpha or Zoomer. I don't know what we're doing.
The Zoomer Alphas, yeah.
20-year-old people.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with young folks now. Because of that, we've learned a new term, and we will from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Big back, which means fat.
Yeah.
So I'd like to bring Ben on, who is our aficionado at this term.
Young person correspondent.
What I can't quite figure out. Is like, do you say, Grant, you're big back because I'm a heavy person who's fat? Or is the term used, because you were describing it like your buddy eats 3 chicken sandwiches at Chick-fil-A and you're like, bro, that was big back.
That's big back behavior?
So what are we doing with this phrase exactly?
So it's kind of special in a way because you can use it as a noun, as a verb, as an adjective. It fits any of those categories because in the noun, let's say you have a friend that loves to eat a lot of food all the time. Nothing wrong with that. You say, yeah, he's a big back.
I'm a big back.
If you want to classify yourself as that.
Well, I mean, you're looking at me. I'm a big back.
I'm not gonna say.
There you go, Ben. There you go. Well done, Ben.
It's very early on.
Because Corporate Claire is sitting right there waiting to write your butt up.
I couldn't wait to send him to HR.
It's too early in my career to get blackballed
here. Look at Ben.
Very good. But in his infancy at the station, he passed the test.
The verb. You know, let's say all this food that just came around.
Right, we have a food drop today we're going to be telling you about.
Food drop
from a Thai restaurant in D.C.
Corporate Clary over here, he just snacked on some Cheez-Its for some reason. He's like, oh, I'm getting a little bit full. And I was like, well, you need to get big backed. Like, you need to get ready for this Thai food that we just got. And he's like, huh? What do you mean? And now he's
so
ready
big backed
to be
like,
big backed.
You got to get fatter, man. You got to be fat. We're about to eat.
So Joey Chestnut before a competition must rev up his big back rating.
He's the king of big back.
Okay, but he's not that fat. That doesn't matter.
But that doesn't matter.
Okay. That's a big back behavior.
All right. So
yes,
when I had him,
that is a perfect description.
When
right
I
there.
Had a metabolism
behavior,
Benjamin, I went to Chipotle, got a Chipotle burrito and chips and guac. As soon as I got home, 10 minutes later, My buddies walked in and were like, hey, we're going to go to Chipotle. Do you want to go? And I said, yes. And I had a second Chipotle burrito. I wasn't fat yet. I had a metabolism. But that was big back behavior?
Yeah. So, yeah.
But you wouldn't say that's big back behavior. What would you say?
No, I'd say that's big back behavior. Like an example for me.
But you would just shorten and say that's big back.
Couldn't you just say Dane is being big back?
You could say it like that, but right. My girlfriend Marissa, who's definitely not listening because she would never listen to sports talk radio.
Of course,
it's good to know.
Why would she support your endeavors? Her and Darius's dad have that in common.
Is she listening to the Kevin Sheehan podcast?
No.
Or is it or not? None
That's
of it?
Just Darius's okay. dad. Yeah,
because if so, they should.
She
meet.
Hears enough about me ranting about the Commanders or whatever it is. But anyway, every time we get Chipotle together, when I eat Chipotle, I just eat it so fast. I love it. It's so good. And she's always like, "Damn, big back." And,
so she uses that phrase.
Oh,
yeah.
So what I want to know is,
she'll make fun
Darius
of it.
Darius knew about this term. It's one thing. How old are you, Ben? You're like 22.
I'm 17. 21.
21.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
He was born in 2003.
God,
that's isn't that annoying?
Wow, that's insane.
What's your earliest Commanders memory?
Ooh.
Like, who's the quarterback you remember from when you were a little kid?
First.
My first quarterback? I remember watching the preseason when John Beck was potentially going to be the quarterback of the future.
I was on the beat. And it's so funny.
My earliest memory is being 4 years old and hearing my dad screaming from the basement every weekend. And one day I was like, Mom, why is he like this? What's happening down there? And
what's happening down there?
We don't
there?
Think about Sundays with your father.
Yeah. And then the next year I was in kindergarten and I was brought to the team. I was shown the way.
Yeah.
How to be a Redskins/Commanders fan. I went to my first game in 2010, which was against Tampa Bay. It was a monsoon.
Oh, you got to see Rex Grossman.
Ryan Terrain. Well, that was Donovan McNabb playing.
Oh, that's true.
McNabb threw the game-tying touchdown to Santana Moss on a fifth down. I think that was the fifth down game.
Okay.
Then the snap on the field goal attempt was botched, and I cried the whole way out of the stadium. And it's funny enough because Gano missed a 24-yard field goal in that game, and I do remember that very well because everyone in our section was like, did he seriously just miss that?
He did.
And yes, that was my first memory, and then I tortured myself for many, many years. And
not that many years, if I'm being honest.
Not as many as some.
You're only 21. So, but Darius, you're older. You're my age. And every now and then, you know some of these terms, which I don't understand.
Well, he's online.
Yeah, I'm just on. Yeah, I'm
it's
online.
A Twitter
I'm on
thing,
the. Yeah,
it,
exactly. I see it on Twitter. I'll see. Yeah, I follow like a lot of food pages.
I don't follow anybody on Twitter.
No, why would you? Everybody's just
and
so
I
miserable.
Mute even
and
more people than that.
Yeah, there's just so many mean people. Why would you follow anybody?
Yeah,
but I follow like a lot of food pages, and sometimes they'll reference, you know, like a big back activity, and it's them like cooking, you know, some
ooh,
fabulous.
Oh,
meal.
I see.
Right.
I don't think this one's gonna make my repertoire. Like, I don't think I'm ever gonna be dropping big back. As fat. Because I don't even use that, like, I know that there are people that go, what a fat thing you did. I don't really do that.
Yeah, I do that one. Like,
you do?
Like, fatty behavior. To me, like, I think, I even had a bit about this that I used to do. But to me, like, I don't know if people are heavy or not heavy, but people have fat souls. Like, your behavior, is even as a skinny guy with a metabolism, can be aggressively fat. You can act fat. You know what I mean? Like,
so maybe big back will work for you.
Yeah.
As a phrase that you could work in.
It just feels like I shouldn't be saying it. I don't know why. If it comes from the young people, I shouldn't be. I need to always sit on the sideline.
When your kids start using it, it's just going to work its way into your lexicon.
Well, my kids do use it. The way to get them to stop using something, by the way, is to use it yourself.
Oh,
if you don't like one of their terms, put that term in your rotation, and it goes away quick.
They immediately just say,
oh, they hate it.
We can't be doing this.
It's like, Dad's on MySpace. Let's close down MySpace.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.